Sports.com.
We need to ensure that our intelligence resources are most effectively supporting our foreign policy and national security objectives, that we are more effectively weighing the risks and rewards of our activities.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The White House flack, Jay Carney, speaking for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, talking about the NSA and the spy ops. Chief among the recommendations from this intelligence panel is removing the NSA from the business of storing telephone metadata. So the panel of presidential advisors who reviewed their surveillance practices urged the Prez on Wednesday to end the systematic collection of your stuff and my stuff, the logs of all of our phone calls. It's boring. Can you imagine listening to any pieces of half of the inane conversations that are going on across the United States? But the bottom line is, jokes aside, keeping it in private hands for data mining only by court order. There's a 300-page report. It was made public by the White House. The group of five intelligence and legal experts also push strongly that any operation to spy on foreign leaders would have to pass a test, pretty rigorous, that weighs the potential economic or diplomatic costs if the op became public, like what has been happening for the past 3 months since Ed Snowden released the information that he had slowly, and he's still releasing it, since he ran to Hong Kong and then got temporary asylum in Russia. The panel declared that the NSA should cease any efforts to undermine work to create secure encryption standards to protect confidential communications and information stored on remote cloud servers, and make clear that it won't in any way subvert, this is what their words, subvert, undermine, weaken, or make vulnerable general available commercial encryption. It's interesting. I actually went through part of the report. Certainly, I did not read 303 pages, but I read a little bit of it, as much as I could pick up. And it's interesting because now we have the judge's ruling about the constitutionality and really knowing that this is going to go all the way up the food chain to the people in the robes, the Supremes. The NSA not happy about the lean on what they're doing, saying again and again and again, Alexander, that this is what keeps people safe. And do you buy that? Do you care that your information is stored in this land of metadata? And do you believe that, no one's listening? So who cares? Or do you think, man, enough is enough? Big brother, get out of my house. There has to be a line somewhere. The problem is you cannot swing the pendulum too far to the other side either. What is reasonable and what is unreasonable? I don't know. You look at that Constitution and you think more and more every day a lot of it is being trampled on. A lot of it is absolutely being trashed. Coming up this hour of America Tonight in our final two segments, nail the score. We only have 2 weeks left in the NFL. Maybe you're going to nail the score. Our computer randomly will pick the game of the week. You call in, pick one of the sides, and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And if you correctly nail it, then ding, 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 you are a winner. Massive, massive, massive bragging rights if that happens. So the other thing that did happen on the Hill is this budget deal got final approval in the Senate. And what does that mean? They voted for this two-year plan. It kicks up to the president down at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And now there's not going to be any kind of a partial government shutdown. It's lousy all the way around, though. Lousy. There were some objections by some Republican senators, especially to cut the provision that takes billions from military retiree benefits. Supposedly, they're going to try to correct that. Jeff Sessions, part two, this is the second day, said something similar. He said it's not correct. It shouldn't happen. Nobody wants to be in a budget brawl is what many of them thought. So they passed it. Nine Republicans jumped on board. Here's some of the juicy nuggets you need to know. $45 billion, half of the amount scheduled to be automatically cut from the 2014 operating budgets of the Pentagon and some other domestic agencies, they would restore that and would lift them above $1 trillion. Another $18 billion for 2015 would give enough relief to, they say, essentially free spending at those levels for a year. The provision for the military stayed in, but then it was so unpopular. But the idea is they'll look at this again. How it stands now, though, the provision cutting the inflation increases of pensions for military retirees, that's who it targets, under the age of 62, what would happen is they're eligible, military is eligible to get to retire after 20 years at half pay. So that was included in the bill at the direction, actually, of the House Budget Chair, Paul Ryan. Can that change? Yeah. They're talking about messing with that down the line. Ugh, has to be addressed. And it's interesting because John McCain, think of the 5 years, prisoner of war, was one of the few willing to defend the benefit cut. He said, we can't have continued increases in costs and benefits forever because of our inability to fund our national security. He said, in other words, the dramatic increase in personnel and benefit costs are just such that we aren't going to have any money left over for the mission, the equipment, and the capabilities. And that's true if you look at the dollars and cents of it, but it's still bogus, no way. I don't think you take anything away from the military when it comes to pensions. Due to the automatic cuts, even with the boost, the Pentagon, here's another nugget, would still see the non-war 2014 budget frozen at the level of 2013. Other domestic agencies would see an increase of about 4%, but those levels would still be well below what was envisioned when they cut the deal, the budget pact, in 2011. And here's the thing. If you're flying anywhere, you are paying more money. I like the way they call it a higher airline security fee. No, they're taxing you to push the costs off. That's what it is. We will not tax you, but we'll put this airline fee in there. There's a requirement that new federal workers pay more toward their pensions. We knew that was happening. There's a 1 percentage point cut in the pensions of working age military retirees. And premium increases as well. Hang with us. More on the flip side.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Johnny, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus,
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Go straight to the ghetto.
Speaking of Santa Claus,
Santa Claus,
you looking at a Starbucks gift card? Man, there are so many Starbucks, just one across the street from another. That's a genius of the genius of Howard Schultz. So a lot of people have run to Starbucks to get a gift card as a last-minute present. And according to the New York Daily News, Starbucks sold 2 million gift cards on the Thursday before Christmas last year, and they think they're going to break their record of 2 million. They think they're going to way break that record. So, wow, what does that mean? Starbucks sells coffee. People go and get coffee, and that's a good last-minute gift, I suppose. Some people feel funny about gift cards, and other people think it's okay. I say thumbs up to a gift card. Let somebody get what they want or send them something specifically, and they can spend it that way. I don't know. Seems like a no-brainer instead of trying to guess. The days of guessing sizes and tastes, I think, have passed us by. I really do. I think now people, this is very common. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. That's why you see them all over the place. All right, this is kind of a grab bag here. Little odds and ends before we head in to nail the score. So that's coming up next. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call in and you tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It's that easy. It is that easy, let me tell you. All right, we talked about the budget, obviously, already. We can whine and moan about that. Nothing's going to change there. But down the line, we hope it does. And, of course, 2014, you can exercise your right to vote. Start looking at the midterm election in your area. And then 2016, the presidential race will be back in full swing. And the word is that Hillary Clinton, if she's healthy, she'll run. Because she'll get a little bit of a break and then she'll want to run. And there's already a Hillary PAC. And if she does, and she gets the nomination, who runs against her? But we don't have to analyze that question right now, do we? We still have a midterm election. We still have a very long way to go before we get there. All right, part of the odds and ends in popping around and looking at a couple of things. This is always the fear about ties to terrorism, U.S. citizens, how many lone wolves are there out there. And then a Nevada truck driver was charged Wednesday with helping Sikh separatist groups in India plan terror attacks. It was a 5-count grand jury indictment. Baldwinder Singh was arrested Tuesday, was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists, conspiracy to murder or harm people in a foreign country, and some other lesser counts. He was scheduled for a court appearance on Friday. The indictment also said that Singh had no plans to stage attacks in the U.S. Instead, he sent money and offered advice to members of two radical Sikh groups who were looking for an independent state in India's Punjab region, and that's part of that indictment. Oh, my, oh, my. So anyway, they nailed him, and they got him, under a couple of aliases. You know, one of his aliases was Happy. One of them was Happy. My, oh, my. All right, let's go to R.C. in the great state of Illinois. Hey, R.C.
Hello, knowledgeable Katie. I need to ask you a question, if I could. I'm not sure if I heard this correctly. Switching two channels earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this newly passed bill, of course, they've got all pork and stuff in there, was an issue about illegal people using employer IDs and not Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're getting tax breaks. They're all, you know, in other words, and they're also getting benefits, which
mm-hmm.
I understand is supposedly illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, you're right.
Okay. While we're cutting our veterans' benefits down, if that's correct, you know, folks, you can email all you want. Write hard copies of these fools.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because they could have taken that away, and I said this on the last show, they could have taken that away, and then they wouldn't have had to mess with the veterans. I mean, really, why are... I don't get it. You know, and this has nothing to do with attacking people who are here illegally, but why is it when you're not a citizen of the United States, do you bear the fruit in some cases while somebody else is getting jammed up and they're a citizen? It doesn't make any sense. No other country does that.
Oh, of course not. But I did hear that correctly then.
Yes, it is correct.
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
I know.
Well, that letters are going to start to flow from this penmanship, I'll tell you that.
Good.
And it do no good, but that's okay. But folks out there, hard copy with the stamp on it works better than all the emails because they just shuffle that stuff aside.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. Send a hard copy.
You know, and then you call them back. You find out. You call them up first and say, who's going to read my mail? Send it to the great senator or the great representative. Attention, so-and-so.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, did you get my letter? You know.
Exactly. I agree. The more direct you are, the more you hammer them, the more you get reaction that you want.
And folks, go down to your local offices. Most senators, most representatives, all these people have local offices. Go down there and talk to the people. That's been effective for me because I am radical. I'm not very smart sometimes, but when I heard that, I wasn't sure of what I heard. I think this is obscene.
Yep, I agree. Yep.
Now, I won't take up no more of your time. I told Nathan, who's a brilliant man, and so is Matt, I'll call in with my choice. I don't need to get on the air. He can buy her now. And I'm looking forward to the last scheduled games that we got coming up. This is going to be a great deal. I don't care what team you root for. It's going to be fun.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that this year has been interesting. It's been so wide open, thanks, RC, that it's tough to tell what's going to happen, although my pick is probably Denver and Seattle, the way it looks, to be in the Super Bowl. But, hey, anything can happen once you get in the playoffs. It's like a second season. All the players call it that. When you cover the NFL, they always talk about it. They're doing it one game at a time. And once they get into the second season, it feels different. It is different. It's the mindset that is much different than the regular season. And if it kicks in, and if a team comes together and it kicks in and they get lucky and they're playing well together, and even if they're playing a Goliath team and one that looks like it's due for destiny, things can change on a dime. I mean, they can change so quickly. We might see that happen. We might see that happen this time around. I think he's right about that. It's a good little push there to remember, nail the score. We'll see what game pops up as the game of the week when you call. Tell us who you think is going to win that game. What do you think the final score is going to be? Unlike Mega Million, you don't have to down any money. Although, wouldn't it be worth it if you had been that person in Georgia that got serious cash and had to immediately deactivate their Facebook account and everything else because too many people were trying to find them? And the California person hasn't come forward yet. Nail the score next!
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Christmas this year. There are folks who will change her hairstyle for a day. The Queen will sing anarchy in the UK. And old Mick Jagger will adopt Strangle and Swagger. Yeah, 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 baby! Mick Wiseman will take up the electric guitar. And Johnny Ramone will get a sled for a car. There's a group called the Damned, I say, who play the full voice in a play, in a play, in a play.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and here's to a prosperous new year. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. One of my favorite things that we do is nail the score. I'm hoping somebody will nail that score this time around. So without further ado, let's head to the game.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I will be the Dolphins and the Bills, the Vikings and the Bengals, Colts and the Chiefs, Bucks and the Rams, Browns and the Jets, Cowboys, all eyes on the Cowboys, taking on the Redskins in Washington. Also on the docket, the Saints. Are they bouncing back at 10-4 to take on the Panthers at 10-4 in Carolina? Titans and the Jags in the Who Cares game playing for pride. The Broncos should smash the Texans. They're 2-12. The Broncos 11-3. They want to pick up another one. The Giants and the Lions go at it. The Lions could have been in first place in the NFC North. They blew it with the loss over the weekend, so they're 7-7. Seattle Seahawks won't have an easy time, I don't think, with the Cardinals. That's a late game. Packers, after that huge comeback, oh, man, Matt Flynn, the quarterback, taking care of business against the Cowboys. Now they host the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, it looks like he's back, but that's not for certain. And rounding out the schedule, the Patriots and the Ravens have an interesting matchup. The Ravens host this. They're 8-6, and the Patriots are 10-4. So there's a bunch of good games. I didn't mention all of them, of course. There's a bunch of good games this week. So let's pull out that computer, Nathan, because I understand that Ted Anderson got a new computer or was having the studio hook up a new computer or something like that. So it should be pretty smooth. Let the computer roll. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Sounds a lot like the old computer.
It does. So what's the difference? Is that an upgrade? It's like the iPhone. I'll have the iPhone 5C because I like the color of it. Come on. You have to adjust to a whole new system. I hate that. I'll just keep my same old iPhone as long as it works. So I love this. It's the NBC Sunday night game, the Bears at Philadelphia. After Philly looked so terrible against the Minnesota Vikings, and the Cowboys could have picked up a game and tied that up in the NFC least or East. And the Bears have something to play for in the North. So this is kind of an interesting game. Chicago and the Eagles, 8:30 Eastern kick on NBC. What do you think, folks? Who do you like in this one, Chicago or Philadelphia? Philly is favored by 3. Nick Foles has had a pretty good season. He's had some shaky games. The last game wasn't a great game for him. But I think Philly, I think a lot of people are bagging on Philly because of the Vikings game. And I think actually the Eagles will rise to the occasion, trying to put some distance between themselves and the Dallas Cowboys, because the Cowboys should win against the Redskins. But who knows if they'll be able to do that. So I'm going to say the Eagles win it. And I think the final score, I'm playing around with this final score. That's always the hard part. The, yeah, trying to nail it. I'm going to say the final score is 38-31 Philly. 38-31 Philly. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. The game is Philly and Chicago. Who do you think wins it, and what do you think the final score will be? Our first victim, I mean winner, is Ray in the great state of Missouri. Hello, Ray.
Oh, Kate, I'm not the best victim for you.
No, come on, you're going to win it. You're going to win it.
I'm waiting for what's the games and Japan?
The games. Oh, you're waiting for the Olympics.
Yeah. If I miss last.
Oh, Russia. No, you're waiting. Russia. The games in Russia. You're waiting for the Russian games.
Whichever. If I lost last, I'm not worried about this football thing. But all right. What do we got? We got Philadelphia versus Chicago.
Yeah, and it's in Philly.
Yeah, I don't like either one of them. For real. If you want to really go out on a limb, I'd say I'd call New York 14 points over either one of them. And I don't like the Giants either, so. So I've got to come down on a score for Philly and Chicago. Where were you at? 38-31
Philly.
38-31? I don't think so. It's supposed to be a nasty weekend up there.
Yep.
What day is it?
It is supposed to be. Well, they're predicting possibly, it's that it's going to be snow. It's a Sunday. Sunday game. Sunday night.
I'm 3 hours south, and they're calling for 2 feet of snow.
Woo!
I'd say more like, let's go 12 to 18.
So 18, 12 who?
Philly.
Philly! All right, jumping on my bandwagon. I love it, but we have way different scores, Ray. Be interesting to see if it's low or if it's high. I can't wait.
Hey, wish me luck. I'm having my neck fused Friday, so I'm finally going through with my surgery, so wish
good,
me luck.
Good, good. Of course, we'll be thinking of you, praying for you. I'll light a candle for you, cross my fingers for you, whatever you want, Ray. We wish you the best, definitely. I know somebody who had that, and it was successful, so I got good thoughts pumping out there for you that works for you. Boy, anything with the neck, it is tough. I just know somebody that actually went through that. Pretty, he's like 41, and it was so much better on the other side, so let's hope. How about Peter in Texas? Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
Pete, what do you like, Philly?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Yep, 28-19.
28-19, Philly. Now, of course, you know, well, you're not really a Cowboy fan, are you?
Wasn't that pathetic?
I can't believe it. I mean, I couldn't. I just knew it was going to happen, though, as it started to unravel, and Matt Flynn kept making touchdowns, and they were moving the ball all over the place, and Romo throws those interceptions. I mean, that last interception was pathetic. But before that.
Yeah, that Beasley, didn't he just reach down there and catch the ball? I mean, really?
No kidding.
And he didn't, so here we are. But it makes for good drama in the NFL.
It does, doesn't it?
It sells tickets at the phone booth.
Yeah. I think Jason Garrett's gone after this year. If they don't get into the playoffs, if they get into the playoffs, maybe he gets a reprieve. But other than that, there's just no way.
No. They've got to sell just so many tickets. And if Garrett's still coaching, they'll start dropping off, and they'll have to do something. He's just in it for the marketing. You know, the team doesn't mean that much to him. Yeah, it's okay if he possibly went to the Super Bowl. How many has he won since, you know, before?
Right.
So, like I say, he's got to pay for that phone booth, you know, AT&T Center there in Dallas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pete. It was the craziest thing, man, to watch that game. I can't believe it. People are still talking about it. For people who don't live in Texas or don't live in Dallas, even outside of the boundary, people are still saying they can't believe what happened in that game to squander such a lead. And then, especially when they could have picked up a game on Philly and tied it, but that can be football. And it's like, of all the years covering football, I'll tell you, you can come up with any cliche you want. The biggest cliche and the one that they really believe in is celebrate 24 hours, moan for 24 hours, no matter how ugly or how incendiary the comments are or what the media says. You just got to shut it out. So we'll see. We'll see how they perform in Washington and what Philly does at home against Chicago. And that is our Nail the Score game. What do you think is going to happen? Philly win or does Chicago? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but Fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Every week it's going to be something a little bit different. I mean, they have their core things that they like to do, but there's always going to be some wrinkles. So you got to prepare for everything. And because we've had a lot of experience with them, a lot of the games we played, you know, you can look back on those games and see the different things that they try to do. And ultimately, it's going to come down to how well we execute, whether we make the plays out there or not.
Cardinals have been playing great football. Really have been playing very, very well. And it's obvious that they're coming in here trying to get something done here. They've got a big playoff opportunity, too. So it should be a great matchup for us. It's fun to come back to CenturyLink. So we're all pumped up about it.
All right, I agree with Pete Carroll. This should be a good game. He mentioned this. He's the coach of the Seahawks. Seattle hosting Arizona. Arizona has something to play for. I think that's going to be a tight game. Tom Brady right before that. The New England Patriots quarterback, and they take on the Ravens, and it's been a tricky season for New England. They've had a couple of games that they've won by 1 point. They are the cardiac kids this time around of all the teams, and that's a late kick on Sunday, 4:25. The game of the week here on America Tonight, the Nail the Score game, is Philadelphia hosting Chicago. What do you think the final score is going to be? If you correctly nail the score, get the right team, then you are a winner. You clear out our prize closet, and you get bragging rights. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. 5283. Or, by the way, you can send us an email with your guests at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The biggest Bears fan on the planet, Rick in Illinois. I am assuming you are picking the Bears.
It's a no-brainer. The Bears.
Of course.
Of course. Mike Dickens said they're going to the Super Bowl. That's what we got to go by.
And he knows. So what do you think?
Well, if he knew, anybody would know.
That's true.
The Bears are 28. Eagles, 13.
Ooh, okay. Bears, 28. Eagles 13. It's been interesting, too. Might carry the other quarterback off the field. It's been interesting. Cutler comes in, has a good game last week, and, Josh McCown was great when he stepped in for the Bears, so they're not hurting in that department. Going to be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. I don't think it's going to be as much of a blowout, Rick, as you think. We'll see what happens. Good luck to you. I'll be watching, and I'll be looking at the other side of that game. Dan, I got a joke for you in Cross Plains, Texas. Hey, Dan.
Okay, what's the joke?
I thought you had a joke.
Your
nickname. I got a joke for you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Why did Lois Lane leave Superman?
Why?
He really was faster than a speeding bullet.
I'm telling that joke tomorrow. That's a good one.
Okay. 27-24 Bears win.
Bears. All right, the Bears. You think so, huh?
Yeah.
27-24, it's a close game.
And RC was right. I mean, with an illegal alien in the presidency, and actually he's going to protect the illegal aliens.
I don't get it. I don't get how you give more to the people who are in the country illegally, no offense, than the people who
citizens. Next time we have a war, let's send the illegal aliens and we'll get rid of them as well.
That's crazy. It is. That's a crazy thing that popped up. It makes no sense whatsoever, Dan. And I think they're going to pick apart and try to save that whole veterans deal with the pensions, but, you know, we'll see. Once you pass something, it's easy to say we're going to go back and we're going to take a look at this. We're going to maneuver some things around, but sometimes that doesn't happen. They can say what they want. You'd have to have enough in Congress where they'd want to do that and maneuver it around, and maybe they will because there's certainly pressure there. Don't let up the gas on that one, brother, by any stretch of the imagination. All right, so he is back with us this time with a guest for us, RC in Illinois. RC, are you a Bears fan?
I'm nobody's fan anymore. I like Dan and the fact that he's a loyal fan, but I think he's going to lose his ball game. And my prayers go out to Ray, successful surgery for him.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
All right. I've already taken enough time. I was going to have Nate do this, but he shifted me over.
Okay.
It's going to be Philadelphia, 24, and the Bears, 17.
Ooh, okay. So Philly wins this one, 24-17. RC, that's why I like you. We're on the same side of that one. Eagles. But you know what? If I pick the Eagles, usually I'll just tell you this. Usually they lose. If I don't pick them, then they win. So go figure. That is our Nail the Score game. You can send us your guess at americatonight.net or call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in, this is Nail the Score. Philadelphia hosting the Bears. Which one of the two teams wins, and what do you think happens in the end? Dale in Missouri. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Dale, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen here? This is kind of rough.
Yeah, I got a joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. You know why only 10% of women go to heaven?
Why is that?
Because anymore it'd be called hell.
Oh, I can roll that joke out, too. You guys just gave me two tonight. I love it. Good one.
Well, I'm going to pick the Bears, 24. The Eagles, 23.
Ooh, 24-23 Bears.
Yeah.
Got it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Dale. That was a great joke. I love it. There's a couple guys. I'm meeting with a couple of my buddies tomorrow, and that's how I'm going to crack it open. I'm going to say, I got a joke for you. I don't have to set it up like that. I'm just going to tell them, and I guarantee they will crack up. I think they'll get it. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Joe sent us this guest. Joe says, Philly wins at Cape. I think the final score is 37-26. Got this one here from Jake in Austin. Jake says, wow, don't put any more salt in the wounds when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. Philly wins it, Kate. Final score is 31-7. 31-7. It's that easy. All right, so are you trying to nail the score? If you want to nail the score, give us a call at 855-266-5283. 5283. Who's in, who's out? And I hope I'm doing this right. I'm not sure. I got mixed signals here, but we'll go to our pal, Izzy. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm slap wore out.
From wrapping presents?
Oh, God, no. I got a last-minute order in. Got it yesterday. She wants it before Christmas. I'm like, a two-week job and you want it when?
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. She'll get it. Okay. Chicago Bears, 26. And the East Coasters, 17.
I love that. Chicago 26-17. You have a good chance to nail the score. I love that. What did she want you to do before Christmas? Were you designing?
It's a silk doll costume that usually takes about 2 weeks because it's all hand sewn.
Wow.
And all vintage stuff. They have to be real careful. And it really does take that long.
Wow.
It's a large doll. And she sent three of them, one to have eyes put in, and I don't do eyes anymore.
Oh,
so because cool. I don't have a pastor. Anyway, here's a joke for you.
Okay.
Why do women have two boobs?
Why?
So we have proof positive that men can concentrate on two things at once. Okay.
You guys are great.
Extra specials for Ray. You're going to be fun. So just think positive going into surgery, and I'll say goodnight.
All right, Izzy, that's great. She came up with a good joke. I don't know, between Dale, Izzy, and Dan. That's three pretty good jokes. What do you think, America? Thanks for calling Dale the Score. I know a bunch of you also sent us some emails. Don't worry, you hit it before the top of the show here, so I'll make sure that I get them recorded. Then maybe we'll have a winner this time around. Again, Merry Christmas and good luck to everybody trying to nail the score.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.